know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services. Welcome to the Date Podcast, the show for anyone navigating the dating and relationship world. We interview celebrities, talk pop news, discuss dating do's and don'ts, and debate relationship topics. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe and review if you like what you hear. Check out our website, datepodcast.com, for more information. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, let's get on with the show.
It's Zork.
Host of the Day Podcast. And we have another very exciting summer show for you guys.
Do we have another guest?
No, it's just us.
Oh, just us. That's good too, right?
I think so. Yeah. I hope so.
I think everyone loves it when we're just talking and ranting.
I'm sure.
Yeah, see?
Everybody loves my rants,
loves
right?
The rants.
Yeah.
Everyone loves it when Emma rants about something, right?
Yes. How many seconds was that? Okay, so a minute and 30 seconds. Okay, that's not bad.
We love Emma's rant. How was your... what are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to continue our summer theme. And so we're going to talk about how to get your summer fling into a relationship. Fun.
I need to figure that out for a friend.
Which friend?
His name is...
Oh, you're going to say his name?
Jordan.
Oh, that's a fake name.
Spieth.
Is that a real person?
That is a real person. He is a golfer, but he doesn't need my help, obviously. Okay, so we're talking about that, and then that's it?
Yes.
Oh, how was your weekend?
How was my weekend? What did I do this weekend?
Masturbate.
No, stop.
You went to the Half Price bookstore and looked for books on knitting and croquet.
Crocheting. Actually, I had my niece. I'm just remember everything now. I had my niece. So we did more
niece stuff.
We played. Yeah.
We played with Barbie dolls.
Yep.
And you played with bags.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, all the fun stuff. She got to hang out with one of my friends, and she, was, so happy.
What does that even mean? Like, one of your friends?
Like, one of my adult friends who also has a baby.
Oh.
But the baby's here to play with her.
Okay, so you had a play date?
We did. We had a play date.
Okay.
Yeah, after going to the zoo.
Does she like other humans?
That was rough. It depends on how much attention the human is giving her.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about her... Like a mini version of me. So like if you keep giving me attention, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's that way too. We're both like Tinkerbell. When you don't pay enough attention to us or start clapping for us, we will die.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So. I don't know if I can have two of you guys in one. She's like one half of you, right?
Because
she's like a baby. She's like
four.
Four. Okay.
She's four. So
hmm.
We came and hung out with you too. But not really.
Oh, at my place?
Yeah.
With Kayla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
That's cool. Did you guys hang in here with the boys? Or you just
No, we were just at the pool the whole time.
Was it packed?
No, it was really empty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was crazy.
It was a Saturday, right?
It was a Saturday. And we were here for like afternoon.
Hmm.
Legit afternoon.
See, I think my pool isn't the most social pool. I think there are better ones out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
The pool where I used to live at was always packed. Like mm-hmm. from 11 a.m. it was
packed. Oh, yeah, because that you're you were in prime time.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Anyways, it was fun, relaxing. It was great.
Cool.
What else did I do? Oh, that's right. So speaking of friends, that Gracie, ooh, crap.
There you go. Too late for that.
That's going to be edited out.
Okay.
Of people that my niece likes. Mm-hmm. I bought a ticket to San Diego, so I'm going to California for the first time ever.
San Diego is a place with hot men, so get ready because it's going to be crazy out there.
I hope Shannon's listening to this. Oh my gosh.
Emma is going to be all over that.
I'm kind of excited. We're going to do hopefully a wine tasting. Probably just going to go to the beach by myself.
And when are you going?
In July.
What? July what?
July in a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fun. I would say I'd come with you, but is it a weekend?
Kind of.
Oh.
It's just, it's right before Shannon's birthday, so it's definitely like a special time for us.
Okay.
So you can't come to this Boo. One. You can come to the next one.
Oh, yeah? I don't want to get to the next one. I want to go to this one.
No, we're going to do cycle classes, too. Do you really want to come to that?
Mm-hmm. I'll be drunk.
At 7 in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah. Mimosas.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mimosa in one hand and cycle in my other hand and Emma on the left of me complaining about cycling.
Actually, I love cycle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I do.
Well,
cycle's the only thing that keeps me going sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What else keeps you going?
I don't know. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Okay. You were out of the country this past weekend too, weren't you?
So I went to Canada and learned a lot of things about how great their healthcare is.
Yes.
But the problem is you have to wait.
Yes.
Like my cousin, I was there for a wedding and my cousin was telling me that he had a back issue, but he was like on a 6-month wait.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, but you can go to any place and just go pay out of pocket. But if you want those benefits right. and perks, and their taxes are higher there.
They're higher.
Higher. And it's cleaner there for some reason. Like the airport's over there, really nice. The road's really nice. It's like a nice.
Do you think it's like the Disney World of countries?
I think so. And everyone's nice there because whenever you go to a restaurant, the waitress is like, sorry.
Oh, yeah, they say sorry all the time.
They say it all the time. It's like either sorry and thank you.
Yeah.
That is what they say. But I like it over there. We went to a wedding, and Jen met my parents.
Ooh.
Oh. So it was cool. Like, the thing is, though, it was so quick. We flew in Friday. We had the wedding on around noontime. And then we kind of hung out with my cousins, and then reception and all that happened. And then we were just talking to my cousins because I haven't seen them in like 13 years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, right? You don't see people. So I'm like, don't know them anymore. It's like their lives are different.
Because you guys like grew up together.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. you became adults separately.
Mm-hmm. And then plus it's harder to travel to Canada, which it's really not. It's just not a focus of mine, and I was like, guys, we all need to meet up, like at least within every few years, because this is ridiculous. And I love my cousins, so she met them and we had a great time.
What did your mom say? Or is this an off-air conversation?
No, she liked Jen, so it was all positive. My dad liked Jen. Like we would take family photos, like cousins and relatives.
Yeah.
And my dad was always like, go in the photo. So like, you know, she was very welcomed. I can say that. And then she took it like a champ too. Cause it's like meeting all my relatives. Like,
for sure.
Like jumping in. And the thing is too, is I don't know this cousin. It's cause like, it's like a not long lost cousin, but we're like, I don't know. We are like 17 years apart.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So she's young. She's like a young buck getting married to.
Oh, she's like 20?
Yeah, like 20, 21, 22,
oh
something like that.
Oh my gosh.
She's very young. And, you know, that's a whole podcast in and of itself, marrying young. But it was great. A great wedding. Like the husband, which is not on our side, paid for the whole wedding.
Oh, wow.
And it was like pretty crazy. But. So me and my brothers
was
were...
Was it like the wedding that you aspired to have one day? Did he have a lion and an elephant?
He had a lion. He had a dance team. And
wait,
he
had a lion?
He's Chinese. So he had a dance team, and they were dancing in like... they had a dragon, one of those dragon dances.
Yeah.
So it was a dragon and a lion. But they had two dragons.
Huh.
It was really cool. I'll show you the video later. But it was really awesome. And then me and my brothers... I don't know if you've met them yet, but
I've met one of them.
We're really ghetto and gangster, and so like we found out that it was an open bar, so we went to a liquor store and snuck in like liquor into the reception.
That it wasn't an open
was
bar.
Was not open an open bar.
Oh my gosh.
It's ridiculous. So we snuck in like a bottle of Johnny Walker Black, two bottles of vodka, and some other stuff. And like me, I was already kind of buzzed, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna put this bottle on top of our table with my parents.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And the hotel staff was like, nope, you can't have that. We're taking this up. And I was like, these motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're not supposed. That is. In the Latin culture, that is rule number one that you don't, like, you can't break. You have to keep it under the table at all times. Because the moment that the hotel staff sees it, they have to take it away. So we don't ever do that.
Mm. So it was taken away.
So you're not that gangster.
I'm not the gangster, but we did have three bottles under our table still.
How many people were coming over to you?
It was just, 15 of us. We were just drinking back and forth.
Okay.
But what's funny there is, you know how they call it a cash bar? Mm-hmm. Over here in the United States, they call it a toonie bar.
Oh.
Which, their currency is loonie. Like, yes. $1 is loonie.
Uh-huh.
$2 is toonie. So it's like a cash bar, but everything's $2.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is interesting, right? It's just, it's different. But, yeah, we just kept drinking, and it was fun. And then after that, we went to a bar. And it was raining. We went to the bar, like, all, like, 10 of us, and there was a long-ass line, a very trendy bar over there, long-ass line. And we're going to buy some bottles, like bottle service, but it was like $700. We're like, fuck that. No. So we ran to the bar across the street, and then we noticed as we're walking in, it was a strip club. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're not going into a fucking strip club. And then after that, we walked down the street to another bar, which was like five blocks away, and we were all like cussing and screaming because we just wanted to go to a bar and drink.
Right.
But we were already drunk too, so it wasn't that bad. But it was raining in Canada, and it was cold. It was terrible. But we finally found a bar, and it was a Latin bar. And I was like, the Latino community in Canada is like the smallest. And it's kind of cool that they do have Latin bars there, because I think there's a bigger Asian community there than like Latin community.
I have a Salvadoran cousin that lives in Canada.
Oh, there you go. So he's like probably she's one of the few. But when we went into the bar, I like it there because you go in and they check everything. So you go into the bar, you get your ID out, and they scan it, and they look in a criminal database for your background, right? And then they take a picture of you, and if you pass those two things, then you can go into the bar. But
I don't remember that. Okay.
But if you have a bag, they still check your bag. So there's like, it's, and you wonder why there's no shootings or whatever in these bars in Canada. It's because like their security is really good. So anyways, that was my weekend. Sorry to blab, but it was fun. And that's my story.
So now Zorik's going to want a dragon along with the elephant and the tigers at his wedding.
I want it doesn't have to be real anymore. It could be a fake one.
A fake dragon?
It could be a fake dragon and a fake.
But okay.
Yeah, it's a fake dragon with people just wearing costumes and.
I have like a dumb question. Please don't play my sound if I ask it.
Okay.
Were dragons like ever real, or is it like the unicorn?
So there are dragon like lizards.
Yeah, I know that.
But no, they're not.
Don't.
We're gonna call this episode "Were Dragons Real?" No, but okay. To your point. There are so many like fables and stories in like the Asian culture, right. And even Game of Thrones. Oh my gosh, Game of Thrones. There's dragons, right?
I think that they're fake, but I'm like maybe like they're pretending to be dinosaurs in the bones, or we haven't found the dragon bones yet. I don't know.
Maybe there were. I don't know where they came from.
I don't know either.
Yeah, you know. Have you been drinking or smoking? No. Are you on mushrooms right now?
No.
No. Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. So that's it. And let's talk about... Oh, news. Oh, shit. Okay. Let's do this.
Oh.
I'm waiting for you to speak.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're going to cut me off. So there he goes. Okay. I'm going to start with the sad news first. And then I'll end with happy news. So I'm going to do like... a journey through sadness into happiness. So there's been a split. Laverne Cox and her boyfriend Kyle Draper have split after 2 years of dating. And Laverne Cox is known for being an actress in Orange is the New Black. She actually met Kyle on a dating app.
Dating app is called, let me guess, Bumble.
I'm trying to find it, but it just says dating app. Yeah, just, hold on. I have to click on a link. It was Tinder. It was Tinder. So they started dating in 2017. So they were together for, for 2 years. And now it's over. So
does it talk about why?
No, it doesn't. It just says that. Well, they kept it like very just general, I guess. It's just time to move on separately. We want to break up that honors and shares and respects the quality of our relationship. And that's it.
2 years. That's a long time. I think, you know how sometimes, it's ending within like a year or two. I think we're having a conversation with somebody and they're saying, I think it was it Amanda? But like 6 months, typically 6 months, you'll know what's going on. But 2 years. But then when you're a celebrity, sometimes you don't want to rush into things. So I don't want to compare celebrity relationships to like humans.
He is the CEO of a record label called Mateo Sound. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. Well, sad for them. I know they'll land on their feet. Jump back on Tinder, guys.
Yeah. So. I wish both of them luck in whatever they're going to do.
They will be in the future. They will find love soon.
Okay. Did you ever watch The Hills?
No. Emma, are dragons real?
Shut up. I wasn't sure. Gosh. See, I knew I shouldn't have asked it.
No.
And I wanted to just ask it.
Okay, go ahead. I did. I watched The Hills, a few of them, like Spencer and Heidi and who's the other one with?
LC.
Yeah, she was like the main character, right?
Yeah.
And then the other dude. Yeah, what about him?
Brody Jenner. So it's back. So basically, like, Spencer and Heidi are back because, of course, those two. Audrina is back. Whitney is back. Brody Jenner is back, and then they added Misha Barton. Do you know who that is?
I've heard the name.
Did you ever watch The OC?
No. Let me look her up real quick. Misha Barton.
Misha Barton. She was in The OC. Oh, she was also the girl that threw up in that one movie about Ghost with Mel Gibson and Haley Joel Osment, the I See Dead People movie. What was that called? Where he was like, I see dead people.
Oh, I see her. I see you, girl. Misha Barton.
So you think she's pretty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So in London, the first time I went to London, we were walking to this market, and we happened to pass by her boutique in London.
Oh.
Because apparently she's half English, I think, or was braced. Yeah, that's her.
She's beautiful.
So I guess I know what you're going to be watching.
Reminds me of Claire, right? No.
That picture, maybe.
No.
Other pictures, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, weird thing with Brody Jenner is that apparently, like, he's telling people that he's in an open relationship with his wife.
Who is he married to?
He's married to Caitlin Carter. Caitlin with a K.
Okay.
And apparently in the show, she's like, she confronts him about getting a lap dance at a club. And because basically, like, he's telling the dancer that he's in an open relationship, and she's like, we're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she's cute. I mean, I don't know. I wonder how long they've. I mean, there's probably.
They've been married since 2018.
Yeah, just recent.
So it's been like a year that they're married.
Mm-hmm. Any resemblance here? Any?
I mean, that's his dad.
Yeah. 2018?
Yeah, so it's been a year that they've... But they've known each other since 2013. Oh. So I guess it took a while for him to want to settle down. He was kind of known as, like, the bad boy. Like, whenever LC, like, started dating him, I was like, no, LC, no! Oh. Not good!
Why is he the bad boy?
Well, Justin Bobby was the bad boy. He was kind of, like, the good best friend that, like, became, like, you shouldn't date him. if that makes sense.
Yeah, like that's me with my one of my friends. And I was like, you should not do this. You should run for the hills.
Yeah, run away as fast as you can.
Yeah, but what? Okay, in Brody's mind, maybe the relationship is going kind of downhill, right? Because
well,
isn't
that like the point that you should be having a conversation with her instead of like?
No, because men don't. We cheat. we do everything we can because you know what? We're scared of confronting the real issue. And yeah, and the real issue is he's just unhappy. Which sucks. I know it sucks, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Just end it.
Well, when you're married, it's just difficult, whether you're married or you're not married.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and what?
At the same time, if you're unhappy with someone, like, don't be with them.
Okay.
Just put it
that is true. There. That is true. All right. Yeah. What else?
Okay, let's start off with one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. So this came up on my Instagram yesterday. So Mindy Kaling had her 40th birthday over the weekend, and she celebrated with BJ Novak, who is Ryan from The Office. Mm-hmm. And so there was a picture of her like holding this cake, and on the cake is a picture of her like holding a thumbs up while holding a cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cakeception thing. So the cake has a picture of her holding a cake and holding the thumb. And
okay.
So her picture is holding the cake that has that picture.
Oh,
and she's holding up her thumb.
Okay, that's cool.
But BJ's in the back, and the way that he's staring at her, like, it's brought up all these memes that are like, I need someone that looks at me the way BJ looks at Mindy. Because everybody just wants them to be together.
They're not together?
They're not together.
Okay, why not?
I don't know. I don't know. In her book, she wrote this beautiful story about him that I can't. I will start crying, so never mind.
Okay, talk about it now.
No, I can't. But no, because a lot of people like thought that that was the dad. That it was her daughter's father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she like made it very clear that he's actually the godfather.
Oh.
And she also said that like she's not gonna talk about who her daughter's father is until she's had an opportunity to like to tell her daughter
mm-hmm.
first and like have that conversation with her first.
Hmm.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she keeps her daughter very private on Insta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should, I think.
Yeah.
But actually if my parents were famous, I'd be like, you should pimp me out. Like I would want to be like on TV and this and that because I swear it will help my career.
You're like, I love the Beckhams so much.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they always post their kids on it too.
Yeah.
But they're always like, we love these guys, you know?
So I know that the thing is to like keep your kids private and all that. But I think the more your kids are in like the public eye, it builds like equity, as far as like you, who you are.
Hmm.
And when you grow up, you'll be like, it'll be easier to like market products. You know, you'll have more opportunities.
Hmm.
So just like the Kardashians,
yeah.
You see what happened there?
Yeah, they're
and,
the worst.
And now they're like making tons of dough. And I don't know why people don't want to follow that. I know, you know, there's privacy, whatever, but I'm not for like keeping it. If I'm famous, I will bring my kids around and show them off and this and that. Because I'm proud of them too, right? I don't want to have to hide them all the time. Like,
I'm like the complete opposite. I'm like, hide them.
No. Yes. Anyways, we can agree to disagree.
We do agree to disagree.
Okay, what's next?
So that's all I have.
Okay.
Did you know like we're super close to our 100th episode?
100 episodes, guys.
Yeah.
You know, and it goes so fast, you know?
You guys have listened to us for like 100 weeks.
100 weeks. Yeah, like at least 100, I was going to say 100 minutes, but 130 minutes. No, 50 hours. At least, because if the episodes are at least 30 minutes, that's 50 hours. 50 hours of us on the mics. Can you believe that?
I don't understand where your math is coming
from. The math is right.
From.
100 episodes. So our episodes are at least 30 minutes long.
Right.
So it's going to be half of that. So it's going to be... wait, now I'm confused.
Good.
Wait, hold on. 100 episodes... Oh, shit. So let me get my calculator. 100 episodes.
That means 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
So that's actually 3,000 minutes.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I think that's 3,000
minutes. 3,000
minutes
divided by...
There's no division.
No.
Where's
it's
the division
50
coming
hours.
From?
It's 50 hours.
How are you dividing this?
Well, 3,000 minutes, so there's 60 minutes in 1 hour, and that's 50 hours if I convert it to hours. Emma is writing on a piece of paper like a teacher. 50 hours, okay? 3,000 divided by 60 is 50. So.
6 times 5.
Wait, keep going.
No.
Keep going.
No, yeah, 6 times 5 is 30, okay?
Emma's slowly writing on her piece of paper trying to calculate how to convert minutes to hours.
You're right.
3,000.
Yeah.
Emma's 3,000.
No, yeah,
divided
okay.
by?
Never mind.
60.
This is why I don't do math.
Do dragons exist?
Shut up!
I should have said yes, so you'll be just telling everybody that dragons exist.
I'm going to Google it right now.
No, that is not true. Okay, so I think our audience wants to talk about summer flings and how to turn them into relationships. Right, Emma?
Did dragons...
dragons?
...exist?
What if I'm wrong?
Google knew. Where did dragons come from? Oh, a history of the mythical fire breathing.
Okay, give us like 2 seconds. 10 seconds.
Live science. Dragons are known in many culture. In many cultures, it's not clear when or where stories first emerged. Ancient Greek Sumerians. I don't know. Okay, the belief in dragons was based not just in legend, but also in hard evidence, for at least that's what people thought. Okay, so no one knew what to make about the giant bones that were occasionally unearthed around the globe, so dragons seemed to be a logical choice for people who had no knowledge of dinosaurs. Thank you, life science.
Yay, we found
that's where
out.
It comes from.
Okay, there you go. Okay, Emma, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about 7 tips for turning a summer fling into a relationship, according to an expert.
Doesn't that sound kind of, I don't know, like you're forcing things?
Yeah.
Like, I want to turn this into a relationship because I love him or I like him.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that how a lot of relationships get started, though?
Somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody wants it. And do you know of any situation where someone was like, yeah, Steve and myself, we wanted to be in a relationship at the same time. Like we, because usually it's somebody else that is wondering and the other person's aloof, usually the dude.
Yeah.
Rarely it's the guy who wants to be in a relationship with her. It's always like this disconnect, right?
The only person that comes to my mind that really didn't happen was Shannon and Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they both wanted to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, Jones is like perfect.
You would push her to get in that relationship. But, okay. Speaking of don't push it.
Yeah. So, the dating expert is Rachel D'Alto. And the first thing that she says is don't push it. Be patient.
Why? Like, when you know what you want out of a relationship, why should you just go for it?
Well, she warns about getting
carried away. I'm asking
you. Oh, you're
you.
Asking me. What was the question in here?
Well, if we want to, if I want to be in a relationship with somebody, why not just go for it? Why do I have to just not push it? I'm asking you.
I don't know the answer.
Therapize this question.
I guess just do it. Oh, gosh. If you want to ask her out, then just ask her out, man.
Okay. So, what are the negative consequences of doing it, and she's not ready?
She could end it with you.
Mm-hmm. She'd be like, oh, no.
No, thanks.
No, That sucks. But
do you know what Zorik just gave me that I can't get out of my mouth? Sorry to sidebar real quick.
Nothing sexual, guys.
No, he bought these ketchup chips in Canada and gave me one. And I swear it's like putting a whole packet of ketchup in my mouth. And I've been drinking wine and it's the taste has not gone away. Like, it's still stuck. Like, I can't stop, sort of obsessing about it.
You want some, don't you?
No,
you
want some more.
You want some ketchup in your mouth.
I want the taste gone.
Yeah. Well, keep drinking.
I'm trying to.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, like, be patient. Like, you guys are spending a lot of time together. Like, you're enjoying each other's company. Like, enjoy your company, like, while it's enjoyable. Because her second one is, like, to push it a little bit. So, like, you want to be patient, but just don't allow things to go stagnant. And don't allow things to go stagnant.
But how do you push it? Like, what does that mean?
Her advice is to, like, introduce your crush to your friends.
Ugh. What if I'm not ready?
Exactly.
Then I'm, so like, then. Such a thing. Then if it was me, I'd be like, I don't want to hang out right. I'm busy or whatever. Or her. You know, mm-hmm. Someone could not be ready. I think you should, feel it out. You know?
Sure.
Maybe just bring up the conversation. Like, I'm hanging out with my friends this weekend. And, like, give her, like, a side
eye. Are you waiting for her, like, or him to invite themselves
yes.
over?
Yes. Yes. And it's like it's a management tip. It's a management tip of the day.
So if they do that, if they invite themselves over, then what?
Then that's cool.
Okay.
No. So my what I'm saying is that, like, try to make it their idea, you know?
Huh.
Yeah.
So does it backfire on you?
Of course. It can always backfire. No, but I'm saying that, hey, I would just say, hey, I'm hanging out with some buddies this weekend. And then... Yeah, and then just keep talking about it, and then maybe hang out with your buddies and do something that she or he might like. And then he might be like, oh, that sounds great. Let's go. I want to go with you guys. And then there you go.
Ta-da.
It's a little trickery, right, in the brain.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. It's like dangling a carrot. Right? It's like dangling a carrot
sure.
and just seeing if he'll take a bite of that carrot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like slowly taking his shirt off and seeing if... No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so... Yeah.
And then, of course, like, if you're introducing them to your, like, friends, don't add any titles. So...
That's what I've wrote
down. Don't
say
this is my boyfriend or girlfriend.
I have been in that situation before. And if you want to end things really quick...
Mm-hmm.
Claim them in person. When that happened to me, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No
I smiled. I smiled. This was like in Uptown at a bar. She was introducing me to her cousins or something like that. And she's like, this is my boyfriend. I'm like, hey. I'm not going to say no.
Right. Safe
because
space.
I'm a douche, but not that big of a douche. I mean,
that's true.
You know, I could be a big jerk, but mm-hmm. shit, I don't want to do it right there. But that really just ended it basically. Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that. And yeah, one that's
did you
just
have a conversation with her afterwards?
I just broke it off.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm a coward. I don't know. It's just hard to make, it's hard to have this conversation sometimes.
It is hard. I will give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody it's an awkward conversation, but you just gotta like,
yeah.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
Yeah, just rip off the Band-Aid. Yeah, what's next?
So just introduce them by their name.
Oh.
What?
This is connected to the okay. next one. But don't claim them on Facebook as a boyfriend and girlfriend before, like, you guys have talked about it. That is a passive, is it called passive-aggressive way to do it? No.
I wouldn't say it's passive aggressive. I would just say it's stupid.
Oh, that's even more scientific. Thank you, therapist.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it is stupid to do that. Because, again, it's more added pressure. So what's the next one?
Set boundaries. So if your relationship is just casual, leave it at that. Don't always be at their beck and call, and they shouldn't always be at your beck and call.
And she says here, if you're just fuck buddies, then you're fuck buddies.
Yeah.
Right? If you guys are just casually dating, it's just casually dating. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess the point here is don't think it's something that it's not, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't pretend that you guys are going to be like a long-term relationship when, like Zorik said, you guys are just screwing.
What?
Screwing.
Screwing, huh? So, like, you know that term, like, yeah, screwing.
Okay.
Why did you blink so hard?
Because I didn't know how else to react.
I had something else to say about that, about boundaries. I think that's all I have to say about boundaries. But I guess, yeah, you know that saying, it is what it is.
Right.
You know, don't, and it's the whole, because, you know, if you think it's something else and it's really not, it's the whole anxiety thing.
Yeah.
Right. That's, and then you're, and you just think, like,
setting yourself up for failure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Next.
Keep it light on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, like, not everything has to be on social media. Let's remember that. That goes back to
why? Why not?
Because
I put everything on social media. No, I post you don't. All the time.
No, you don't.
Tag you. Oh, I my tag gosh. All my all friends. The time. That's I'm so always true. Posting. Oh my gosh. But that is true. Keep it light. And I wouldn't even, like, I don't recommend, if you're just casually dating, not even posting anything about the other person.
I don't even know if I would want to be, like, friends with them on social media. Mm-hmm. Or like,
it's because your earrings are too big. That's why it's hurting your
no,
ears.
No, it's my glasses.
Oh, my gosh. So, guys, she's wearing, like, okay, these fat earrings.
No, I'm wearing, like, my little diamond studs.
Diamond studs, like 50 carats. Like, it's weighing down her earlobe.
It's my glasses. I just took off my glasses, so I'm just squinting the whole time.
Okay. Yeah, don't post anything.
I have everything, like, super close to my face now.
That's what he said. But keep it light.
I'm sorry, I can't see without my glasses.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, just talk, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so keep it light. Don't post anything on Instagram and anything. Don't tag. Okay, post, but don't tag.
Yeah, because it gets tricky too if, like, you're following each other and then you start, like, looking back at things you probably shouldn't be looking at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or, like, what if you're not, like, yeah, you're just not serious and you post something about this person. Yeah. And then what if, like, somebody else sees it, then they ask you a question. You know, it's this.
Or what if you post, like, this inspirational, like, song lyric
about the man or the woman? Who does that? You?
No. But I've known people to do it.
Oh, yeah? Who did it?
I'm not naming names.
Let's name them now.
No.
Is it your sister?
Zorixia.
Me? How dare you? I post all the time, of course.
Oh, crap. Something popped up.
Hold on. She said that. Okay, so what
I
else?
I can't see. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Get real. So at first, you know, like, at first when you're talking to someone, we always put, like, our best foot forward because we don't want anyone to, like, get to see, like, the nitty gritty, the not so great about us. And eventually, like, if you're going to keep seeing this person, even though it's a fling, like, you have to start opening up a little bit more.
I think you should open up on the first date. Like if your goals don't align and let's say, like, you're, I mean, it's everything, whether it's religion, political party, whether it's lifestyle, whether it's smoking versus non-smoking, you got to talk about that stuff early. Because if not, that shit's going to come up later on, and you're like, oh, she wears glasses. I don't like that. She wears diamond stud earrings. I don't like that.
Mm.
Hmm. She knits. I don't like that. Like, if she would have told me she knit, she told me she was a teacher, but she's really a therapist. Like,
oh,
if,
yeah.
If you would have told
That's
me that
true.
Early. Oh, my gosh. Okay. But open up early and don't waste your time because some of us are old, not me. I think Emma's old, but not me. We don't have time
you're
to play around.
You're older than I am.
No. You lie. It's you not lie. True. Okay.
You just said your cousin who was 20 was like 17 years
younger than you. I was just saying that. Okay. Okay. Number 6. What is that?
Talk about it. So.
Taco. Taco.
So if you try to have a defined conversation, like if you haven't had to define the relationship conversation, like you may just have to ask.
Well, you should ask, right? You have
to
ask.
Right, especially if the other person's like not broaching the subject.
Yeah, or if it's longer than 6 months, something may
wrong. Oh my gosh, if you're dating someone longer than 6 months and you haven't DTR'd, yeah, something's definitely wrong.
For the audience that don't know, what is DTR?
Define the relationship. Hmm.
What's DTF?
Down to
fuck.
Bank.
What's the Wawa? What's Wawa?
It's like a gas station.
What are we?
Oh, right.
Anyways,
right.
What are we anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's good to have that talk whenever it's going too long or you feel it or you're just fed up. You're like, what's this? What's up with this dude? He's not committing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So have it sooner than later because,
'cause 6 months can turn into a year and then a year can turn into a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then you really got to do it.
Yeah. Then you really got to do it. Yeah. Okay. Last one.
Be honest with yourself. So just remembering that.
You know that we are not honest with ourselves. No one is really honest with themselves.
Mm-mm.
Like this is like bullshit because this is like in every
book. So I think that part of like for me what it is, it's like the whole it's like the opposite of the schizoaffective. No, schizo disorder. What? Oh, I always get it wrong. The seasonal depression disorder. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite of that. Like we're getting our melanin in, the sun's out, we feel happy, we're like, you know, just
guys,
in the sun a lot more.
So Emma showed me this photo on Instagram. She's like, do you want to see pubes?
Oh no, it was on my Facebook.
There's pubes on your Facebook?
It was, okay, so first of all, I was at the Today Show and it was a debate on whether
pubes.
Women should shave or not shave. And it's being brought by this advertisement company for a women's razor. And so it just popped up. And so I just asked Zorg the question. And I was like, do you want to see? Don't make me sound like a perv
so, Emma,
when I wasn't.
So should women shave or not shave?
Oh my gosh, I can't see. I mean, technically, it's a personal preference.
Yes or no?
I think that... If you choose not to, then that's your choice. I just think that the world would be a lot better if we all did.
Okay. Yeah. Should a man shave or not shave?
Like his pubes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just go for it. You're more than likely you're going to get like more oral that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should it be like a shaver or like a blade or wax for a woman?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
What's the most like non painful way to do it?
Shaving.
Shaving. Like for sure. With an electric razor or with
yeah.
a. You ever wax?
I'm not talking anymore about this.
Okay, what are we talking about again?
How did they go from like be honest with yourself and me talking about like the daylight to like talking about pubes? Like I'm not.
I'm cracking up.
Zorik has drank like 3/4 of a bottle by himself. Just FYI.
Okay, continue.
So it's summer, so we're just happier. We are just happier, Zorik.
That's why we shave
because of the sun.
Okay.
And so that's why we're like. On this like high of emotion.
What does that have to do with be honest with yourself? Like what
and
is
so
that?
So we think that because we feel like we're happier, because we feel happier because of the sun, we're like, yeah, we're totally open. We're totally honest. Like it's just this illusion that we create for ourselves because we just feel happier that everything else is better.
I think it takes a self-aware person to understand that. And most of us, like myself, I am not self-aware. So anyways, you have to read a book to learn all this stuff.
I'm just putting it down to the sun. Sun makes us happy. Because think about it. In the winter, like, I get super depressed. I don't want to leave anywhere. I don't want to do anything. I'm forced to leave hibernation.
Okay. You know how to turn a fling into a relationship?
Oh, my gosh. How, Zorik?
If you're dating somebody for, like, three months or whatever, 2 months, and you guys are having fun, just say... Oh, I'm dating other people, by the way.
Oh, that was kind of one of the things that
Bam.
I had.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's a fling, like, date other people.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. So yeah. And then the guy's like, oh, no, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend. Is that okay?
So, like, trick him into it, basically?
Trick him. Number two. I have another one.
Oh, okay.
Get pregnant.
Ew, no.
No?
No, no, no.
Is that too extreme?
No,
okay,
yes.
Okay, like trick them into pregnancy?
That is the last thing that you want to do. Because that means you're going to be having your baby like in March or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Okay. So you can't... So even if you have a kid with somebody, that doesn't mean you're in a relationship?
No.
Okay. I didn't know. So.
Really?
The last thing, guys out there, if you want to really be in a relationship, propose to her.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong with that one?
No.
Okay.
These are horrible things. Okay. Don't listen to Sorek. Do not get her pregnant and do not propose to her. That is those no. Yeah. And then don't propose to her because you got her pregnant.
Oh. That is the way to do it, guys. I need more wine.
Oh, my gosh. I think you've had enough.
I have not had enough. But I think
I need the more. Audience has had enough. I need more just to, like, at least pretend. I, like, blame it on the wine for all the crap that I said sober this time.
But I think you didn't specify that the picture was a woman.
Oh, yeah, it was a woman.
In a bikini.
Yes.
And her poops. Poops. Her poops.
Her pubes?
That sounds like really sick. But her pubes were sticking out.
Yes. And can I remind everyone, it was the Today Show. It was the Today Show, people. There was nothing like sexual about it.
That was so sexual because, yeah, it was like a jungle in there.
It was a jungle.
You know, when you're walking down the street and you see like some bushes, it was just straight up bush.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it's crazy how like before then it was like you can, you know, you don't shave and now... The thing is shaving, right?
It's a very, like, millennial thing. So I remember, like, watching Sex and the City about something. One of the episodes was talking about how, like, a lot of the younger women, like, prefer it versus, like, the older women don't. Or was it a Real Housewives thing?
Does it feel better with sex if there's pubes or no pubes? Or is it the same?
So everyone, thank you so much for listening to our show today. Let me put on my glasses to see how much time we've spoken.
We've just been speaking for 5 minutes. So calm.
Oh, okay. Calm down. It is time for us to go. Okay. Look at that.
Okay, so we are on episode 69. No, sorry, 96.
97.
97.
97.
That is true. And What else, Emma, do we have to say?
That's it.
Is that it? So I hope everyone learned how to turn a summer fling into a relationship. And about dragons. And about pubic hair.
Okay.
What?
You know what? I'm not the only one that probably thought dragons were real. And I am not sorry that I'm still, like, upset about Game of Thrones, okay?
All right, everyone.
I still can't forgive the writers. I'm still so angry
about
it.
There's a prequel coming.
I started crying for no reason.
I think you should
week.
Just stop and go shave. And we'll talk to the audience next week.
No. just so sad about stupid Game of Thrones still.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Talk to you guys next week. Have a great... I don't know, summer.
Summer week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Date Podcast. Please subscribe and review if you liked what you hear. Send us an email at hello@datepodcast.com for any questions, comments, or show topics you'd like for us to discuss. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Most importantly, tell your friends about our show.